The following program is rated R by sane people everywhere due to explicit language used within the content of this podcast. Now, for those of you that don't know, the opinions expressed in this podcast are Savar's and Savar's alone and are not to be affiliated with Marshall Radio X or anyone else sane enough to be affiliated with Marshall Radio X. The management holds no responsibility over what Savar says. They only play it. If you are offended, you like it, whatever, send us questions, comments, fan mail, hate mail, all to savar@marshallradiox.com. Let's get on with the podcast now, shall we? It's time to get brutal! Hey everyone, it's your good pal, Savar, here. Alright, maybe not your pal, but, you know, hey, I'm trying something new. As I stated in the Savar's Lair podcast that was recently aired, because I don't know when you've heard it, because you might be listening to this before you've heard the Savar's Lair podcast, which has a lot of good music in it, and new music, too, so be sure to listen to that. It's for June, I believe, or May. I don't remember when I published it. Great. Awesome. Because I'm recording this like 2 weeks later. But I mentioned that this was going to be called Generational Wars. And now, I'm not saying that it's like, oh my god, it's Generational Wars. He's gonna declare war on everybody. No. No, this is something that's been going on for many years now. And we know this has been going on for many years now, where those of the golden generation, or industrial, whatever they were called before the boomers' parents, they're all dying off now. They're in their hundreds and stuff like that, and we can't have their wisdom imparted upon us anymore, unfortunately. And we should have some of that wisdom imparted upon us, because the way society is going, most of them are pretty much saying, that's it, I'm checking out, I'm leaving, see you later, bye. Now, the boomers, that's my parents. They're the generation that came before us. And it seems that you Gen Xers, Millennials and Gen Zs, you guys are the ones blaming the boomers for a lot of stuff. Now, mind you, folks, Millennials and Gen Zs, they're our kids. They're the progeny of Gen X. And a lot of us in Gen X said we would never raise our children to be like our parents because, well, you don't know much about the boomers, apparently, Millennials or Gen Zs, because we don't like to talk about a lot of stuff that happened in our past, and we don't like to talk about how our parents raised us. But I have noticed something about your generations, is that you cry about everything, and you demand a trophy even if you're a loser. So, yeah, my generation didn't have participation trophies. And we've seen an uptick of videos lately on YouTube. I can name at least half a dozen. I don't know the names of them, but we've had about at least a half a dozen that I've seen of you Gen Zs and Millennials blaming, saying, well, why aren't we holding Gen Xers accountable for anything? They're not, you know, why are we not blaming them for anything? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, really? And then you see the response that comes in from the Gen Xers, of course, and they say basically the same thing. Our generation was the generation raised by the boomers, where they didn't give a shit about us that much because they let us raise ourselves. We're feral. What can I say about that? You know, you know, they would look at us, go, oh, look, it's light outside. Get your ass outside. We drank from the garden hose because we couldn't go back in the house and get a glass of water. Although I think drinking out of the garden hose was safer than pretty much drinking tap water out of the tap with some of the pipes in these old houses that the ancient generation built. So, millennials and Gen Zs, you guys ripping shit down and putting up new stuff in its place? Yeah, okay. I'm not totally against it, but at the same time, there is a thing called gentrification, and, well, now you guys are saying, gentrification's bad. Well, why? Why are you saying this? If anyone should be bitching about all the old places going anywhere, it should be the Gen Xers. But then again, our generation is the generation that doesn't give a shit. We never have, we never will. And those of us in Gen X that do give a shit probably had something wrong with us, or our parents were helicopter parents. And they were probably helicopter parents to you too, which is probably one of the reasons why you're getting participation trophies. Because Karen, who usually is a Gen Xer or an early millennial, has decided to take it upon themselves to impart their non-wisdom on everybody and helicopter parenting all the way. So, when Gen Xers bitch, whine, moan, and complain, it's because they were raised completely differently. They were probably raised in different kinds of neighborhoods, but most of us that are in Gen X were raised pretty much where if it's laid out, get your ass outside until the streetlights come on. And when we would, and in the wintertime up here in New England, when the streetlights came on, it was around like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and we'd go home, the parents would be like, why are you here? Why aren't you outside? Because the streetlights are on? It's only 4:30. Get the fuck out. You know? Maybe not said in those exact words, but they'd still kick us out. Go play with the mosquitoes or something. I don't know. Which is actually kind of funny because my downstairs neighbors were named Mosquita and people would always confuse it and say mosquito. Which is hilarious. In its own way. Because my best friend growing up got the nickname Mosquito. So, Chris, if you're listening, big shout out to you, man. Miss you. But anyway, our generation, I'm not going to explain everything that the Gen Xers explained. We had horrible toys. I mean, literally anything you look at was meant to kill us. I think, honestly, the boomers sat there and decided, let's invent shit to kill our kids. Because they didn't care. Sometimes. Oh, they cared, but, you know, if you come home with, like, a freaking lawn dart sticking out of your skull, they'd care. You know, or a lawn dart sticking out of your chest. Yeah, they'd care. Be like, well, why the hell are you guys throwing them at each other? Because it was fun. We threw balls of dirt at each other that had rocks in them, you know? If you got hit by a couple of dirt balls, then it was all fun and games until there was like a rock inside, and then you knock your friend the fuck out and be like, sorry, dude, you know? But why are we having these generational wars? I don't understand this. Why do you millennials and Gen Zs want to blame the boomers for everything? They're old now. They're ancient. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm almost in my 50s, all right? I was born in 75. And a lot of them, they call us Gen Z. Zennials. They call us Zennials, anyone who was born after 75, because we embrace the technology that the millennials do. No, the reason why we embrace that technology is because most of that technology, when it was coming out, was we grew up with. We understand it better. Now, okay, a lot of the newer stuff that's coming out, we don't all understand because not all of us were nerds and kept up with all this shit. You know, we all didn't keep up with all the brand new technology, but we know technology well enough that we can actually sit there and, you know, use it. So, basically, the millennials and Gen Zs are embracing everything that we thought was cool back in our days. So, guess what, guys? We thought it was cool. Yeah, I don't like that term, Zennial. I really don't. I really, really don't like that term because technically, I mean, it's kind of like offensive almost. I don't know. I personally don't like it. I'm still Gen X, like it or not. I mean, shit. That's how we were raised. We were still raised as Gen X. Whether you were born in 75 or in 80, it doesn't make a difference. You know, it's, we just grew up when music started getting a lot better, and that's when we started embracing technology. One of the reasons why I do these podcasts is because I embrace the technology that has been there for a long time now. It's just improved. And I kept up with the improvements to say, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. So when I get one of these smart-ass millennials or smart-ass Gen Zs telling me, well, you're going to do this, I look at them and go, I wasn't born fucking yesterday. Just because I was born in 75 and I'm almost 50 doesn't mean I don't know what I'm doing. You can't talk to me like grandpa, even though technically I am old enough to be some of your grandpas. So yeah, I guess. But I know what I'm talking about. Don't sit there and try to dumb everything down for me, okay? Because I hate that. You know, I call a tech support line and they're trying to tell me, did you try to turn off and on your computer? Yes, I tried to turn it on and off again. Yes, I've run it, caused it, forced an unexpected reboot. Yes, I've unplugged it for 15 minutes. Yes, I've done this. Yes, I've done that. Believe me, I'm not a boomer. I know what I'm talking about. And some boomers have embraced some of this technology. Like my mom, was born in 1950. Okay, she's technically a boomer. And she embraces a bit of this technology. She's learned about it. She's not afraid of it, although she is afraid of certain things and she still does dumb stuff all the time. But, you know, everyone does. I mean, shit, I've accidentally clicked a link I shouldn't have, you know, or I've given out information where I shouldn't have, and I'm like, ah, shit, that was stupid. You know, I'm not a complete and total fucking moron either, you know? So when you millennials and Gen Zs look at Gen X and want to say anything bad about us, just remember where we came from. We're your parents or your grandparents. We didn't fucking care, okay? We still don't. Most of us don't. Although now we have to care about things like, you know, high blood pressure and cholesterol and all that happy fun shit. But we don't care. If you've got something shitty to say about us, we'll just look at you, call you a fucking idiot, and go about our day. You want to start a fight with one of us? Go for it. We were the ones that threw lawn darts and dirt balls with rocks in them at each other. You know, it wasn't fun and games until someone had head trauma, you know? Or even lost an eye. Come on. Look at the toys back then in the 80s. You'll see there's a big trend of, like, toys that were meant to probably kill each other. And you know what? Yeah. How many kids got shot by cops back in the 80s with the laser tag guns or with cap guns or with other stuff like that? It's because we got shot at by the cops while you have an orange end on your Nerf gun or your cap gun or anything like that. It's so that you don't accidentally get shot by a cop. It's not because they were looking out for us. It's because cops didn't want to shoot anybody anymore. They were getting tired of it. They were getting scared. They didn't want to shoot kids anymore. Okay, I get it. And then you get these participation trophies. You used to get a trophy for being a winner or in the top three. But now you're done. You cry about it. And they're like, oh, we'll give him a trophy anyway so he doesn't cry. Come on. I'm a loser, but I still got a trophy. Really? Do you see anyone crying at the Olympics because they lost by a shit ton? No, they know they lost by a shit ton. And they're like, yeah. Maybe the only person that's crying is the person who came in fourth and fifth because they're like, damn it, I was so close. But when you finish like 10th or more, yeah, there's no crying. There is no crying. You know you're done. You got fucked. You suck. Plain and simple. They don't give participation trophies in the Olympics. Really? Come on, folks. Grow a pair, pick them up, and then just walk along and just deal with the utter defeat. And you know what? You know what you should do with that defeat? Help it to make you a better person. Sit there and go, I got defeated at doing this. So I'm going to try harder, I'm going to train harder, and I'm going to be better at what I do. You can't just sit there and you're like, all right, you get into a fist fight with somebody. All right, you lost the fight. Okay, you're beaten, you're bloodied, you're battered. Just either don't get in another fist fight or get better at fighting. You know? Like, you see MMA guys crying when they lose? No, because they know. I mean, if it's a close MMA match and the guy starts crying or the girl starts crying, yeah, okay, you lost by a little bit. I mean, I get why you're crying now. And let's not even get into like pro wrestling. Oh, well, I saw this pro wrestler crying, because it's scripted, dude. Everything's scripted in pro wrestling. It's not real. And if you think it's real, then you're probably living down south with a bunch of moonshine, and you need to share some with me. Yeah. But these generational wars, they're getting tiring. I'm sick and tired of seeing the videos online. I mean, you can only say the same shit so many times. Yeah. Really? Yes, we're ferals. Yes, we drank out of the hose. Yes, we threw dirt balls at each other. Yes, we threw rocks at each other. Yes, we threw lawn darts at each other. Yes, we played with electrical items and shocked the shit out of people and probably would have killed 90% of our generation if we weren't tough. We grew up tough. Okay? We got our asses kicked on a daily basis. And you know what? Made us better people than what for what we're doing, and made us strive for better, to be better. Now, when it comes to corporate things and you see a Gen Xer stabbing a millennial in the back, that's just because that's a Gen Xer wanting to stab a millennial in the back because they're fucking evil fucking bastards like we all are. Why do you think Gen Xers, we're evil. We're fucking bastards. We're going to make your life a living hell if you try to make my life a living hell. Trust me, we do these things. We learned revenge. We know revenge. And that's why you guys really don't mess with us. You know, when you guys were growing up, when you had that one kid that would say, yo, be careful of Jimmy's dad, man. That guy's fucking psycho. Because he was a Gen Xer. Same thing with, like, you know, oh, be careful of Jenny's mom. She's a real bitch. She's psycho. That's because they're Gen X. We don't care. We will bite your finger off and then sew it back on later. I mean, you know... We're going to come after you. That's why. Even the boomers knew this, and they didn't fuck with us. Because they knew that they raised feral beasts. That's why they didn't bitch about us. That's why they were proud of the people that we became sometimes, because we became feral animals, because a lot of those boomers were around during the Vietnam War. They fought in the war. They knew about the war, or... even some of them being involved in a world war. I mean, come on. Or other various wars. Korea, whatever. Vietnam. I don't know. There's a couple of other things down in there. And then you get the Gen Xers. We went to war, too. We had Operation Desert Storm. We had a lot of that shit that was over there in Iraq. And some of you millennials participated in that. I'm not going to take that away from you. And I'm not even going to take away from you Gen Zs that serve in the military now that are out there fighting any type of conflict there is at this moment. I never hold anything against anyone that served in the armed forces. Because you people are here and you're protecting our freedoms. Or you're protecting the freedoms of other people across the nation and the world. So, yeah, I'm not going to bitch, whine, moan, and complain about you guys. At least... not much. But still, I am going to bitch, whine, moan, and complain about you Gen Zs and Millennials when you do dumb shit. Yes, every single one of us Gen Xers think that you Millennials and Gen Zs are dumbasses for eating Tide Pods or for having the ice block challenge where you drop a bottle of fucking block of ice on your heads. Okay, that was shit that we did when we were growing up, so we know it's a bad idea. You don't need to repeat it. Seriously. We know it's a bad idea. So stop trying to get people to that. And the level of misinformation you guys are putting out there, you do realize a lot of that misinformation comes from some of us Gen Xers trying to fuck with you deliberately, because we don't care. It's fun to fuck with you. So stop spreading misinformation. Stop spreading stuff that you don't know absolutely nothing about. Well, I read an article online. Yeah, and was that article true? Who researched it? Who did this? Who did that? You sure it's just not a Gen Xer trying to fuck with you? Come on. Seriously, folks. Pay attention. Especially you millennials and Gen Zs. A lot of you are very fucking gullible. And you'll fall for it. And don't get me wrong. There's a share of Gen Xers, too, that are fucking gullible morons as well. But we love them to death because they're one of us. And we know they're dumb. So, just stop with the generational wars now. Stop bitching about everybody else. Just live our lives, smarten up, and learn from the past. Don't bitch about the past. Learn from us. Learn about what we did, our mistakes that we made, all the dumb shit that we've done, and stop doing it. Now, we didn't eat fucking Tide Pods because we knew better, so stop doing it. I'm granted, I know it's pretty much stopped now, but stop eating shit or doing shit to other people that you know is going to cause problems. Okay, Mentos and Coke is actually kind of funny, but that's something that we'd been doing back way back in the day. It's funny, it's cool, whatever. But nowadays, you kids have these technologies where you can actually make stuff look bigger and edit stuff, and come on. Even these videos I've been seeing lately of the world's best Jenga player was one of the last ones I saw. The green screen editing was so bad. It was horrible, dude. Like, no. And we know a lot of these videos are fake, too, that you millennials are saying that, oh, look at this awesome trick shot I did. You throw the ball up in the air, but you're actually throwing it forward past the camera while there's another person actually putting the ball in a hoop that might be on green screen ladder or whatever, just dropping it in. That's over the camera or whatever. Like, no, just don't. Just stop with the fake videos, making yourselves look good or look bad or awesome. And also, I don't get the whole streaming video games thing. Now, granted, if I get stuck in a video game and someone actually has recorded a certain part where people are known to get stuck in, I will watch that video and I will get myself unstuck and out of that situation in the game. That's not a problem, but I'm not going to sit there and pay a guy $100 to entertain me while he's playing a video game. I don't want to watch someone playing a video game. I want to play it myself. Seriously. And this ASMR bullshit. Oh, hey, I'm too hot and I'm too dumb to do anything else, but I got big tits and I look hot, and you know what? I'm just going to pretend to do stuff online and do this ASMR bullshit. And just have people pay me money to be semi-entertaining because I have no absolute useful skills for society other than the fact that, you know, I have boobs and I'm hot. Really? Seriously? Have you people got nothing else better to do with your money? I mean, sorry, if you got that much excess money, give it to me. Support something more like this than fucking supporting someone who just sits there and just bounces her boobs on a camera all day. Or some dude that's sitting there doing dumb shit while playing a video game, telling jokes. Support local businesses. Support comedians. Support podcasters like me, you know? I'm not asking for your money. Shit, hell no. But if you got extra money to spare and you want to send me some, by all means, feel free. Ask me my PayPal link. I'll send it to you. Give me that excess money that you got no problem seem to be blowing on these streamers. Really. I mean, I don't understand it. It baffles me. So, if you want to know why Gen X is the way we are and why we're not to be fucked with, is because we look at you guys and just think of yourselves as being a bunch of useless trolls. Seriously. That's how I view a lot of you. Now, granted, I work with a lot of millennials, and I work with a lot of Gen Zs. And some of them Gen Zs are some of the worst people I've ever seen. They have no skills whatsoever, and they just don't care. It's like a revolving door for work for them lately. They'll go into a job, and they'll get themselves fired, and they'll move on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, with no stability whatsoever. Because they're still living with their parents, being the millennials or Gen Xers. And they got no bills, so they're blowing all kinds of money on getting full sleeve tattoos and this and that. You know what? I have a tattoo, but I worked for it. I paid for it. My own money. I've been paying a mortgage on a house. I've been doing that for a long time now. I pay my own bills. I've paid rent for my apartment when I had one. So yeah, I do what I need to do with my own money. I mean, it's not like I sit there and just blow it on some guy because, oh, he's entertaining and playing a video game. No. And you know what? As far as Gen Xers are concerned, I'm going to say this. I have a millennial that's my boss. He's my supervisor. But he's one of the smarter millennials that I know. Same thing with one of the guys that I work with. He's one of the smarter millennials that I know. And then I've got a couple of Gen Zs that I work with. And they're pretty smart. Because they know. They've actually used life applications and applied themselves. And done things with their lives. Okay, I'll give you one example. One of the guys that I work with that's a millennial. He came over from Italy, but he was a chemist. A chemist. Okay? Smart boy. Very smart. But he earned his degree in Italy, and I asked him, I said, well, why didn't you pursue a chemist career here in the United States? Well, he had to get something of an equivalent here in the U.S., and he just was a little too lazy to do it, so he said, screw it, and then just applied himself to doing what he's doing now. But he is very smart. He's very intelligent. Him and I have really intelligent conversations. Same thing with my supervisor, who's also, like I said, a millennial. Him and I, we are pretty smart. We have smart conversations. And we can't understand why some of you millennials and Gen Zs are so dumb. We don't understand. So please, apply yourself. Smarten up. Get into a trade. Do you know there's tons of electrical work out there for people in trades? Yeah, sure, I tried getting back into it, but they're willing to give the opportunities to you dumb fucks and millennials and Gen Zs first before they'll get me an opportunity to get back into the trade. Because the trades are hurting. Carpenters, plumbers, electricians, appliance repairmen. All those trades are hurting. Apply yourselves. Go to school. Learn a new trade. Make some fucking serious cash. Did you know that in Massachusetts, apprentices can start at basically like $18, $19 an hour, and they make upwards of $23 an hour for a maximum pay for an apprentice? You get your journeyman's license, and then you're making upwards of $44 to $50 an hour as a journeyman electrician. But you have to serve your time as an apprentice for at least 4 years, have so many hours in, and code classes. And then you still have to keep up with the code classes as a journeyman, but you can move on to becoming a master electrician, which you can make a shit ton more money because you can open up your own business and hire people to work under you. And that holds the same with plumbers. They do make about the same. Appliance repairmen. Yeah. I know a millennial. He's an HVAC guy. He worked for somebody for a long time, making $30 an hour plus. And now he's got his own business. And he's raking in the money. So why don't you guys apply yourselves? Why? Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. Or is that slogan too old now? God, who knows? So, yeah. Go for it. Apply yourselves. Become smarter. Don't question every other generation. Don't sit there and bitch about them. About why we've made things so much worse for you. We didn't. If you want to blame anybody, you got to blame even the boomers' grandparents because they're the ones that started all this pollution bullshit. And slowly but surely, with the help of some smart Gen Xers, some smart millennials, and some smart Gen Zs, we're actually making things a little bit better and more eco-friendly. Why don't you be one of them? If all of us went out there and actually got jobs and applied ourselves, do you realize that Made in America could be a real thing again? Yeah. It could be. But why don't you do it? Nobody knows. Only person that knows why you're such a slacker sometimes, and I'm not saying just anyone in particular. If you're a smart millennial and a smart Gen Z, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the guns that are sitting there throwing away money at dumb shit. Or not applying themselves properly. Or because a lot of you millennials and Gen Zs, now that pot's legal, are nothing more than a bunch of potheads, and that's all you can do is smoke pot all day. Hate to say it, guys, but smoking pot all day is not a skill. But man, I can take down fucking 20 joints. I could smoke an ounce a day. Who else can say that? Not me. And not me ever, because if I was smoking an ounce a day, I'd be a very unproductive person. I know this. Hell, I was a pothead for a little while. Yeah. And guess what? I was a drunk. And guess what? I learned from my mistakes. And I applied myself. And look at what I'm doing now. I actually work in a better job. I'm doing something called inventory control at my job because I'm smart enough to do this job. And I'm not working my fingers to the bone because I'm moving up the ladder. And will I move up the ladder? Yes, I will apply myself to becoming a supervisor, maybe an operations manager or general manager, maybe even a CEO of a company someday. But the thing is that I'm applying myself. I'm moving up the ladder slowly. Granted, I'm starting late, but yeah, you catch my point. If I get a millennial that's already my supervisor, who's probably going to move up into an operations manager position next, yeah, he's applying himself early on in life. Yeah, he played hockey. He did a great job at playing hockey, from what he says. But he's raising his kids to have good values. What happened to that? I know a lot of us Gen Xers just didn't give a shit and didn't give you guys any type of values whatsoever, but why not just instill that upon yourselves? Yeah, sure, some of us Gen Xers are so fucking lazy they had 37 fucking kids because they thought that welfare was a full-time career. And unfortunately, it spread to those 37 kids of thinking that welfare was a full-time career and just stayed on welfare and started working under the table and trying to screw the government as much as possible. Yes, I know the government's here to screw you, but still. You can't steal from the government because eventually they're going to catch up with you because you can't steal from a thief, okay? The thief is going to get it. It's going to steal it back eventually. But stop with the generational wars, everyone. Please. We can become better people all upon our own as long as we apply ourselves. Now, I'm done with all of this. I did this. This is a lot longer than I actually wanted to talk for, but generational wars is more of a thing that actually I would have rather discussed with Kenny, but, Kenny died again. He dies a lot. Be like, hey, Kenny, you coming? No, I died. Oh, okay, later. So, with that take on life, how about we all just get along, don't blame anyone else but ourselves for the mess that we're in, and just move along and become productive members of society and just say, hey, you know what? I'm responsible for my own generation. Maybe I should inspire them. Because you know what? I'm not going to inspire you. Because I don't give a shit. The Doctor is out. Rock 'em hard, rock 'em fast, metal forever. And remember, this podcast is copyright Marsh Radio X and me, Savar. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or redistribution of this material or any excerpts, clips, whatever, that come out of this without my express written consent, I will find you and I will beat you. And then I will give a shit. Until next time, everyone, listen for the next Savar's Lair coming up. Probably late July, maybe August, depends on, I'm actually getting some new music in for this, so hopefully it's not held back anymore, and we'll get some good music for you coming up for the next Savar's Lair, and the next Nuclear coming up as well. Don't know what it's going to be about, but hey, this is Generation Wars, I'm Savar, and I just blew up all over you. Wait, that didn't sound right.